Now, one of the best news websites in the country is scoop.co.nz. Yes, it is. Trust me. And each week, the lovely team there join us for Counterclockwise. Around this time on the Wednesday Wire, Mr. Lyndon Hood is my guest today. Hi, Lyndon. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm good.
Now, last time we spoke, there was a bit of mystery surrounding the Māori Party's minority report they submitted to the Select Committee Review of the Emissions Trading Scheme. You told me this morning they probably wish now that they hadn't handed it in at all.
yeah, there's a bit less mystery now. We certainly know what was in it because, the committee...
They've gone completely against it now.
Yeah, what seems to have happened is that they were considering and or trying to withdraw it, having handed it in, and had the deadline expire on them, and failed to do that. It was critical of the ETS as it stood, I think, both on the grounds that Peter Shapples was more or less talking about, whether making being bad for Māori, but also on environmental grounds, that it just wouldn't do very much to reduce carbon emissions.
Do lots to trade them, but...
Not so much.
Given that
you're basically grandparenting even more industries than you used to be, through to outside the Kyoto period, so with, there's
like
not even
too.
Less incentive to actually do anything to reduce the cost to the country as a whole. I digress.
The report that they did put in, the minority report, did they have to put that in?
No.
So,
no,
they, okay. They could have saved themselves a lot of headaches, I guess, if they had it.
Rahui Kātane, I think, in a press release, after the fact, said that it was the attempted withdrawal was to do with keeping their... accommodating negotiations with National, which they certainly haven't
sounds
let
like
the
spin.
Presence of the minority report limit their negotiations by the look of things. It's interesting seeing this, actually, because the Māori Party is obviously, in a way, taking a very pragmatic approach to these negotiations, and it seems to be coming up more than once, like with the super city seats and so on.
Sure.
That these things that are going to happen anyway, there's definitely going to be an ETS anyway. Well, almost, the position Labor was offering seems to be quite close to what's actually come out in a lot of respect. But if industry is going to be able to milk the scheme, and you may as well have Māori industry being able to milk the scheme as well with the things like fisheries and agriculture, and a little bit of extra recognition of forestry to try and catch them up with the delays that everyone else is having.
Mm. What Dr. Shapples seemed to be focusing on today, though, was looking at trying to lessen the impact on poor Māori rather than looking at the industry side of things.
Yeah, well, that has actually been, from memory, one of their positions.
But, well, that's a huge platform of their party, regardless.
That has been a complaint about the things that something does need to be done. And if you do something like... insulation or some kind of feedback of money into welfare, that, doesn't break the scheme. It's a reasonably good way of running things. It's interesting to me as a negotiating strategy.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, more than a couple of times, it's a bit like if the other guy knows that you're going to settle, your position starts to look kind of weak.
That's a very good point.
I suppose that, from the outside, it looks like, selling out repeatedly. Yeah. Even if it's recognising that you've got to do the best you can with what you have.
Well, regardless of whatever they said in their minority report, a lot of their speeches and party literature prior to that select committee review was pretty hard line against an ETS, and for a carbon tax, and completely reverse positions now. Yeah. It just makes them
the objections. Some of the specific objections that they had to this this ETS. Certainly, I think the lead complaint that stuck in my mind anyway was on the environmental grounds, that it's just
doesn't do anything to reduce
too polite to industry, and doesn't actually force people to change their emissions. And the deal is even looser in that regard than when it was. I mean, a lot of the softening the blow for low income people in terms of petrol prices and so on that Peter Shuffles was talking about, that's just nothing but softening the blow for industry. It's identical to softening the environmental benefit.
Yeah. Well, Lyndon, anything else exciting happening in the corridors of power this week?
I was just enjoying. I also heard you talking to Larry Baldock.
Wasn't he earlier on? A good time.
That was good. It will be intriguing to see, because on the Scoop front page, I went and found an article Gordon Campbell had written a while back about the original referendum, and it is stupidly difficult to get a citizens initiated referendum running.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're just taking submissions on the wording of the question, because it needs to be clear and it needs to have a yes or no answer. It's the ambiguity isn't so much in the meaning of the question, and this kind of applied to the last one as well. It's not what the question means, it's what people are expected to do with it once you have an answer.
Yeah.
That leads to the confusion. But he's if that goes on, he'd have to get the signatures in favour of pretty much 10% of the population over the course of one calendar year.
I don't know if he'd have that much trouble doing it.
Yeah.
He'd just ruffle all those same people's feathers.
Yeah, but it would be possibly the least blatantly agitational referendum question to actually succeed.
True.
It's possible that that we will be able to prove that you do actually need to have a blatantly leading or ridiculously string pulling question in order to break that threshold, because it's almost 800 signatures a day or something that you need to collect over the time continuously.
He's got his work cut out for him, that's for sure. That's for sure. Hey, Lyndon, thank you very much for talking to us this week, and we'll hear from you again in a couple of weeks' time.
All righty.
Take care, sir.
See you around.